A big game for the Aussies. Jason Pine is our cricket expert from the New Zealand Herald. He joins us, and Aussies did keep the five-game T20 series alive with an emphatic win in game number three. Jason is on the line. Jace, thanks for your time.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Kane. Great to chat to you, mate.
Oh, sorry about my little false start there. Hey, what'd you make of the Aussies in game three? It looked like a completely different outfit.
Yeah, they turned up. You know, they were really, really good the other night. I mean, not saying they hadn't in the first two games. So game two in Dunedin was pretty close, and Stoinis and Sam's almost got Australia home. But the other night in Wellington, they were just a class above. From the moment they came out, obviously lost the early wicket to Matthew Wade, but Aaron Finch, who I know has been under immense pressure from Australian cricket fans to get some runs, did get some, 69. Glenn Maxwell came in the big show and just absolutely smashed it all around Sky Stadium, including, you might have picked this up, Kane, he broke one of the seats at Sky Stadium, put a big hole in it. Obviously, no crowds over here at the moment, so no one was in any personal danger, but he's broken a seat, and the chief executive of the stadium has since got Glenn Maxwell to sign that seat, and he's auctioning it off for Women's Refuge. So there's some money going to charity, courtesy of Glenn Maxwell. But then, obviously, New Zealand came out chasing 209 to win, didn't even get close, and Ashton Agar, I mean, how often do you see a guy get six wickets in a T20 game, 6 for 30? What a performance from him. So, comprehensive victory for Australia, going to give them huge confidence going into game four this evening, and what they hope will still be a live series when they're back there on Sunday.
It's funny, Jason, isn't it, with Aaron Finch, like, and sometimes the sporting gods go against you, and I don't think that's any more evident than in the game of cricket. First ball looked out to me from where I was sitting, you know, a million kilometres away, but it was an umpire's call. Had it gone the other way, he's gone, another duck, and the pressure ramps up. And he survived, and he made the most of that opportunity.
Yeah, and you're so right. It's just the smallest of margins, Kane, isn't it? And look, I was the same as you. It looked out on first look, and, you know, an umpire's call means, yes, it's hitting the stumps.
Yeah.
So had he been given out and he'd reviewed, then he would have been gone. So it's a very small margin. But once he you know, rode that little piece of luck, he was really good, I thought. You know, he showed the player that we all know that he is. And what do they say? You know, form's temporary, class is permanent. He's always been a classy T20 player. And, you know, if you want to look at the fickle nature of T20, what about Jimmy Neesham, who two or three nights before, or days before in Dunedin, had scored 45 off 16 balls and then taken 2 for 10 in a pressure over to get New Zealand home. The other night, 4 overs, none for 60, and a first ball duck.
So, yeah, it's cruel. It's cruel.
It's cruel, mate.
In a T20 game is cruel, particularly mostly if you're a bowler. You don't often get nights like Ashton Agar had, 6 for 30 off his 4. It doesn't often go that way for the bowlers, particularly on the small grounds over there in New Zealand. We've been speaking a little about the COVID landscape over here, and we whinge and complain a little bit, probably not understanding how good we've got it. But, you know, I'm a bit critical of the Victorian government for their crowd capacity. You've just said you've got no one there. What's the reaction to the hard stance that your government takes, anything related to COVID?
Yeah, it probably depends largely who you talk to. I know that there is perhaps a growing fatigue with going into lockdowns, and actually in a few hours we're going to find out whether the latest restrictions are going to be released. And if they are, then game three of these three matches in Wellington, game five of the series on Sunday, will have crowds. The latest restrictions are due to end at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. So if that's the case, then we can have fans along on Sunday. But I mean, you know, I think all sports fans know that that there's nothing like being at a live sport event, sporting event, and also watching a live sport event on TV where the crowd is a big part of the viewing experience. You know, Sky Stadium in Wellington is this big cavernous arena with, you know, bright yellow seats that look, you know, it makes it look even more empty when there's nobody in there. And for the players themselves, who will tell you, you know, they're professionals, they'll play regardless. It has to be a factor in their heads as well, as they you know, come to terms with the very surreal nature of what's going on. To answer your question, look, I think we'd love to obviously, you know, be as normal as possible. And a bit like yourselves, I think, in Australia, the COVID response has been, on the whole, pretty good, and has allowed us to get back to some sense of normality a lot quicker than other countries. But we're still up to be there. I'd love to be down there this afternoon, this evening, to watch these two teams go at it with 25,000 of my countrymen and women there with me. But unfortunately, we can't do that.
Well, Jason, I'm glad the Aussies at least made a series out of it, because it was looking a little bit embarrassing at one point there. Hopefully it's another good match tonight. We always appreciate your update and your coverage. It's outstanding. Appreciate it once again today.
Yeah, great to chat to you, Kane. Stay safe, mate.